This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hi, this is David. Halloween is all about having fun with things that normally scare us, like zombies and ghosts. But what about the fears that don't come with costumes? Therapy can be a helpful way to face those fears and work through them. After all, sometimes the scariest thing is not facing our fears at all and letting them hold us back. If you have ever wondered if therapy can help you become the best version of yourself, I recommend trying BetterHelp. It's all online, making it convenient and flexible to fit any schedule. Just answer a quick questionnaire, and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist. Plus, you can switch therapists anytime without any extra cost. Overcome your fears with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/living today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P .com/living. Thank you. Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's podcast has been edited and adapted from Turn Back the Years by Harry J. Gardner, published in 1937. Today is the day of speed and spontaneity. In this modern world of quick decisions, lightning action, and rapid streamlined transit, there is no room for ponderous deliberation and that which is aged. On every hand and side, wherever we go, whatever we do, we are constantly and incessantly reminded that this is the world of youth, that this is the age of youngness. We see 1,000 advertisements heralding the joy of youth. We see the millions of people the world over doing everything they can to achieve youth, to maintain it, or merely to hold the youth they already possess. But because this world is a place of quick reaction and rapid motion, most of us overlook the most essential elements of remaining young. We pass them by hurriedly in our rush to the nearest and more obvious methods of relief. Youth is not a quality that can be purchased with cosmetics or at the corner drugstore. Youth cannot be had for love or for money. If most human beings only knew it, the actual price of youth is the lowest of any bargain in all the markets of the world. The purchase price is merely self-analysis and self-change. Why then, one asks, is youth so often missed, so often hungrily yearned for, when it can be so easily obtained? Well, the fault lies in the state of mind of this age, the hurry, the pell-mell rush for success, and 1,000 other goals. The purpose of today's talk is therefore to make you stop and think, for intelligent, concentrated thought and consideration of oneself are the finest helps obtainable. There is hardly an individual living today who doesn't desire youth, except, of course, those who are already young, and in the natural movement of time, they too will soon be desiring it. With the assistance of modern scientific methods, there are a good many devices for rejuvenating the physical body. Some of them are fine, some of them are poor, but none of them are of any use whatsoever unless behind them lies the desire to be young, the desire to think youthfully, to react youthfully, to live and breathe youth. Of course, not for a moment would it be sensible for elderly people to become kittenish. That's not being young. Nothing is more irritating than an obviously old man cavorting around with a young girl, or a coy old dowager playing tennis with a young man in white flannel shorts. That isn't regaining youth, that's competing with it. and competition of that sort only makes youth seem more attractive and age seem more ridiculous. The secret of turning back the years is partly internal and partly external. Youth is really growth. Growth given the opportunity to flower and unfold naturally and gracefully. To achieve youth, therefore, even if you are 80, you must sweep away the maze and mass of deterring habits, mental and physical, that make you act your age, and then give growth a chance. What I want to do is make you fully aware of the worst of these habits, which are common to all of us, and suggest corrections for them. Since habits are the vicious little demons who hold the chains around you and keep you from being youthful, it is obvious that old age itself is one great habit. In people past the prime of life, old age has become a very fixed habit indeed. It is unmistakable in them. So first of all, let me caution you, even before you embark upon the trek toward youthfulness, that you will have to work hard to achieve youth. One of the most important things to remember is never to be a dull, washed out, negative creature. Negativity is always associated with old age and senility. To be positive in everything you say or do is one of the first requisites of youthfulness. So much of life is written in the face of an individual that others can't help but judge you as they see you. Therefore, in order to put the accent on youth, it is expedient that your face tells only the pleasant things, no matter what you have been through or what you are now undergoing. The first signs of old age usually appear in a closed mental attitude. Haven't we all heard dozens of older folks say, "Oh, but I can't do that. I'm not as young as I used to be." And immediately we are assured of the fact that they not only aren't as young as they used to be, but also about 20 years older than we thought they were. You probably also heard men or women remark upon viewing some gymnastic feat, a swimming exhibition, a track meet, say, "When I was young, I could perform just like that." To maintain youth, there must be no past. There is only the present, something that is living and vital and absorbs every moment of your waking hours. To maintain the accent on youth, parents must be very careful not to let themselves be completely absorbed by their children. To be youthful, parents must go their own way once their children have developed into independent individuals. If they don't, they get old far sooner than they should, even at middle age. In turning back the years, changing our outer selves is clearly important. If those people with wonderfully cultivated intellects could only display their intellectual powers on first meetings, there wouldn't be this need for a good exterior. But unfortunately, such is not possible. When you first enter a room, whether it be at a cocktail party, a business luncheon, or a fitness club, you make an impression. People judge you by your physical appearance even before you say a word. They have to, and they've no other method, until they know you, of determining whether or not they like you. So, in this social world of ours, the human exterior cannot be ignored. When one is past 30, the time for frisky, enthusiastic action is over. It is time to settle into the attractive habits of self-control, grace, and charm. Of course, I don't mean settle in the sense of becoming static. That would be negative and just what the average person is. But one must gradually adjust the physical appearance, actions, etc., so as to be in keeping with one's age. Youth cannot be assumed. It isn't an illusion that can be put on and taken off. Youth is a state of mind. Just as an actress of middle years who plays younger roles appears to be young, she is young. Audiences marvel at her youth. They praise the miracle of it. But there is really no miracle. The whole thing is quite simple. It is best explained by the following incident. Not so many months ago, a friend of mine was privileged to meet a famous actress who has for years been recognized for her beauty. He'd heard wild stories about how she maintained her youth, how she took vigorous and grueling exercises, how cosmetics did wonders for her, how she wore certain types of clothes to slenderize her figure, and many nonsensical legends concerning her. When he did meet her, he was actually amazed to find in appearance a simple, charming woman of from anywhere between 30 and 40. He knew she was actually nearer 60, and he wondered how she did it. Being close to her, he recognized in a moment that it wasn't the work of beauty experts, style designers, etc. It was the work of her own mind. This woman knew how to be young. She was controlled. She used refined gestures. She was a good positive listener. She was relaxed yet completely poised. In short, she embodied all the good habits for remaining youthful. Her youth was no trick. It was genuine. Men and women nowadays worry too much about the acquisition of wrinkles. That very worry simply adds more wrinkles. It is a great deal more sensible and profitable to keep your actual expression alive and young than it is your skin. There are natural processes of life which cannot be concealed by any amount of cosmetic care when one is past a certain age. But a youthful expression is something that is always alive, sparkling and enduring, no matter if you are 100 years old. One of the youngest men I have ever met was a man about 85 years old, and it was his eyes more than anything else that kept him young. He had a quality of bright eagerness and mischievous interest that never diminished. He made you want to laugh when he laughed, and be enthusiastic when he was enthusiastic. He had snow-white hair, he was wrinkled, he was small, but he was young. His mind was young. And he had let that youth appear in his face, in his movements, in his thought. One is only to look at a young boy or young girl to realize what the characteristics are for true youthfulness. They manifest themselves in inquisitiveness, alertness, and anticipation. Youth is always inquisitive. By its inquisitiveness, it learns and augments its fund of knowledge. It educates itself and enlarges its store of information. By its alertness, youth does not miss opportunities. It is awake for the opportunity to enjoy, to experience, to thrill, to absorb. By its anticipation, youth prepares itself for life and for a career. So, being filled with the qualities of these three characteristics, youth is prepared for whatever may happen. Youth, in short, is on its toes. There is no laxity, therefore, no chance for despair, for falling into a relinquishing attitude of let it all go. So many people who are not physically pretty, handsome, or striking are very apt to give up their right to youthfulness because of a feeling of inability to compete with more physically attractive people. That's utter foolishness. Anyone who hasn't enough fight in them to struggle for youth against the minor handicap of being no great beauty is losing the opportunity of a lifetime and is being a bit imbecilic about life. Another way to keep wonderfully youthful is continually to think about smiling. Think a smile in almost everything you do and say. Let the thought of a smile radiate from you. Not necessarily in a hearty, exuberant laugh or a full-toothed grin, but in your mind. Learn to smile with your eyes instead of with the rest of your face. When you have achieved this, you will possess a secret that will re-youthify your entire countenance. Another way to keep wonderfully youthful is control. When you thoughtfully and consciously control your movements, you bring people to concentrate on your clear-cut qualities, on the attributes that are positive in your nature. by eliminating thoughtless, self-indulgent gestures and gesticulations from your everyday movements, you cut away a mass of waste and debris from yourself. You cease to distract people from what you do and say. And in turn, that makes you more conscious of whatever you do and say. Unless you're nearly perfect, I'll wager you'll find several little mannerisms and movements that keep you from being completely positive. If you'll consciously try to correct them, that is, watch for them and continually keep from using them, you'll soon notice a tremendous change in your personal appeal. You'll find that you command far more respect and that you seem years younger. In the very young, mannerisms and faults of behavior are sometimes excused and called cute. Well, they are cute in youth, but those self-same cute antics will eventually lead to a negative personality in later years, unless they are corrected. Pouting is all right in an adolescent, but in a man or woman of mature age, it is ridiculous and irritating to see. So it is with any number of similar characteristics. Movement is the basis of all animation. It is the thing that gives life and color to living organisms. However, nervous movement is something humanity has brought upon itself, so that the ordinary grace and beauty of movement, the expressive significance of it, are generally lost under a mass of cryptic and meaningless motions. Nervous movements are usually behavior patterns. That is, your mind feels an urge to motion, and your nerves execute that urge in a series of movements of the same general type, thus the name pattern. When you indulge in nervous motions, you are wasting valuable energy. You are quite unconsciously antagonizing people. And more important, you are clouding the clarity of whatever you are doing or saying. 1,000 little movements, unnecessary coughing, sighing, clearing your throat, smoothing your hair, toying with objects, scratching, foot tapping, all tend to age you. So watch for these deterrents and eliminate them all from your personality. They are the signposts of age. Replace them with the positive habits you've learned today, and others will be amazed at how youthful you look again.